Halloween is a favorite holiday of mine, and I always enjoy when the toddler and youngster set ascend the stairs to my front porch. I usually hold out a small skillet of Halloween temptations for them to choose from. I figure that way, if I drop it, it won't break. I try to have a good selection, mainly chocolate candies that usually go over big. Snickers, M&Ms, Milky Way, Milk Duds, among others. One year, a young boy, maybe 5 years old, came up on the porch and started to study the skillet I was holding with an outstretched arm to his level. He picked up a ubiquitous Reese's peanut butter cup, and I said, "That's a Reese's." He looked at me like I just spoke Swahili. The look on his face was utter confusion. "I know not of what you speak." Then with his other hand, he slowly turned it over in his palm. Still no clue. He put it back in the skillet, choosing some peanut M&Ms instead. "Thanks," he said with a broad grin as he turned and bounded down the wide steps. I felt sorry for him. I wonder if he indulged in lots of spinach and kale smoothies at home. Or maybe candy was entirely verboten at home. I had no idea. I just hoped the kid wouldn't start crying himself to sleep once he experienced his Halloween nirvana. I'm Rosie Klepper, and that's my perspective.